phela mina ngiyinsizwa yinsizwa.
You hesitate, back, and I hesitate. If you hesitate, I go back. We all want to hesitate.
Yes, Bongi.
Hello.
How are you, Bongi?
I'm good.
You okay?
Yeah, I am.
Bongi. And then you are sleeping.
Yes. But I'm not in season.
Now that's what you call an intro. Come on. Welcome to it. It is another episode of the Shady Podcast. Unfortunately, I do not have the capacity. So, what else? Take over. Hey.
Oh, I was about to drink water. Why don't you have the capacity? Oh. Tell us.
Oh, shit, because, you know, I'm a Hyrox finisher.
I saw people, you know those guys that will post videos to show you that they did Hyrox. That's PH.
Posting videos.
My thing with me,
nice. Posting videos of stairs. Oh, ugly man.
I can't
so
walk.
That the bitches can get in his DMs and say, can I come and massage you?
Want to show my wrists?
Stop fishing, dog. You did enough work.
Oh, you still wearing the tag?
Yeah.
Jeez, no.
You didn't bath.
You got the ice bath. That's not bath.
I'm a shower person, but I've been taking baths because my legs are seeing shit.
Bro, you posted a story saying your legs are sore on Saturday.
Yeah. So I cramped bad. I cramped bad before the race. I mean, you're a sports star, so you know this thing.
Don't involve me in your cramps.
I want to eat banana. Not enough sodium. No, man. So... I cramped mid-race, and then I was struggling, like I was running through the cramps and exercising through the cramps.
And the whites were passing you.
Hey, the whites, the blacks, the everyone was going
whites
to pass.
Whites love bananas.
That's why.
Well, Primo, you said that if you don't want to cramp, you must eat banana.
I didn't say anything.
This man just said if you don't want to cramp, you must eat banana.
Eat a banana, bitch.
Let me tell you something about PH. PH is so not gay. He doesn't eat bananas.
No, there's a not gay way to eat it.
like peanuts.
Young Charlie, that's
nice.
Or do it with a knife. Be those grotmans that chase every fruit.
You're not like, what's that guy's name? That one that ran, Ashton Hall.
Yeah.
In every video, he makes sure we see him eating a banana and rubbing it on his face. Nah. Cramps.
But
No.
But shout out to everyone who did Hyrox. I think they had about 8,000 contestants over the 2 days. It was in Cape Town. Lovely seeing a fuck ton of black people.
Yeah, black people hit it hard.
Yeah. A lot of people into fitness. Shout out to my homie Matthew Stone. He's the king of that shit. You know Matthew.
Matt
did four races. Did men's pro, mixed doubles, relay and doubles. So he did three races on Sunday, one on Saturday.
No. What?
Yeah. Yes.
Then what? Wait, then what? Like, how many bananas is he eating?
Is there a war he's training with? What? Then he's going to tell everyone he's the fittest man in the world. What?
No, like,
what?
Let me tell you something.
He's our David Goggins.
No, he's the star of the sport here in South Africa. He's on magazine covers. All the brands that are involved in the sport. He's working with them.
Sure.
He's the guy.
He's got to show up.
He's the guy. You know?
No, but he shows up.
Bro.
Yeah, well, Matt does the Hyrox race with no shirt. PH does it with the jersey.
With the jersey.
You wore this for
man, shout out to everyone. But yeah, shout out. I want to give a special shout out to Matt. He also trained me. So shout out my dog. Yeah. Number two in the third.
How did he do?
I think he had two podium finishes.
Nice.
Podium finishes.
Uffy did I, man.
Fucked up.
Hey, I mean, this man walks around with no shirt 24/7.
Guys.
Now, man, you're funny. I'm showing a video call. Oh,
right. What? Are you gay?
Why are you gay? But yeah, man, lovely weekend I had. I was in Cape Town, Hyrox. How was the weekend, gents?
How did you do in terms of time? For those who don't understand Hyrox, because I understand that it's a thing where you want to get in, you want to get a very good time.
Sure. So the whole premise of the what's this Hyrox is you run for 1 kilometer, you do an exercise. So maybe row for 1 kilometer, then you go run 1 kilometer again, then you do sled push. Sled push is...
That's what I'm saying.
You push.
Like a rugby exercise.
It's about 150 kgs or 200 kgs for 50 meters. Run another kilometer. Sled pull, same story with the weight. So you do 8 exercises broken up by a kilometer.
About 8 kilometers of running.
Yeah, so rowing, sled push, sled pull, wall balls, lunges, burpee broad jumps, farmer's carry. Mm. It's like you're carrying like 32 kgs on each arm. And then, yeah, so I did it in, technically I did it in hour 50 something. Yeah, hour 50, but I got penalized. Yeah, because I was cramping and there were two rounds.
No bananas, short, of yeah. course.
No bananas.
Yeah. You see, the man's even prepared to take a penalization.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I was like, ah, coach, I'm fine.
My thing but is, yeah. Neh, okay, sharp, you guys are strong and fit, and sure. then what? So then at the war, do we choose you guys first? So if you go fight, can we put you, PH, and the Bruce, what's his name, Matt. We just highlight all you niggas, Hyrox, you guys are first.
Yeah.
Then you, we draft.
Then fuck off on my bed.
Then don't gym. Then.
My bad.
So what, like, that's my thing. When I played DSK, I was training for that thing. I can kick a ball for 90 minutes better than you.
Sure.
After all my training.
Sure.
Mm.
We're just training. We're just training to train. I train better than you. I pick up and put down better than you. I run farther than you. Is that why we do that?
There's a level of achievement. You're trying to hit those personal goals, personal 100%, bests. 100%. You know what I'm saying? Bro, PH, before you started this journey, my man, if you had put him in Hyrox, he would have died.
True.
On the first 1 kilometer
True.
Run.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He would have been dead. So the fact that you even finished Mganwam, well done.
Thanks, Jay.
Yeah. I was expecting you to do a bit of a better time, but yeah.
Same, you win some, same, you win some. Same. But yeah, man, according to that intro, we have a badass in studio.
We have a badass ex-footballer.
No, ex-footballer. Maybe he might become another one. Might become a footballer now.
Revive. You'll never know.
How old are you now?
Almost
24.
Dead. No. Almost revived.
Let me intro the man. He goes by the name of Ofense Poloi, but known to many as Primo 19 in the building. What's going on, my friend?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Primo 19 is actually a name from his soccer days. Woo!
Actually.
Right. So the 19 is a jersey. Okay. Sorry, I never thought
not
of that.
Just mine. My dad played number 19. I played number 19. Oh, my little brother plays 19. Right now.
Was your dad number 19 at Leeds?
Yes.
Mm. Oh, at Leeds.
Played 19, then 5.
Away.
Yeah. Okay. 5 plus 10.
Defender number.
Yeah. Yes, yes. And then I took 19 when I played because I'm the first son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then after me, Hugo took number 19 when he played. And then the youngest son right now just got signed to Spain. He plays number 19.
Jeez. Nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where is he signed to?
He told me the name.
Oh, like Boma, it's a Midland, League, yeah.
League 3 or 2.
Mm. How old is he?
He's 15.
Oh!
So
he's got time.
He's gone. Nice.
My man, tell him to tell, what's that guy, Yamal, we said away.
No, he's going to holler at him now. He said, I had to go make sure Spain is fine for him. Now he's going
to Because he was there now.
Okay,
but we'll get to the pinnacle of Primo, but let's get to the beginning story, man.
Yeah. But I love that story, actually.
Which one?
Like, you were number 19, yeah, your brother took number 19.
All from that time.
That's some legacy shit.
That's power.
But now, why weren't you signed to Spain, man?
Why weren't you signed to
Pirates? What's going on? No, why weren't you signed to Spain? Yeah, Malaka.
No, in my times, it was tricky. Football is not a straight shot, you know.
Mm.
We all think it is, but it's just not. Me, I had many problems. Many problems.
Mm.
I feel like I'm a late bloomer, which shouldn't like be a problem, you know. If you're good, you're good.
Yeah.
But in the industry we're in here, especially in the country. It being a late bloomer, you were last on the list to get looked at and everything.
Yeah. Your youngest brother, he's 15 and he's already on.
Exactly.
And being taken seriously. Whereas
he has support.
You're trying to get on at 23.
I was the trial. I was the first. And you know, they had to learn via me how to treat the young Tola. So now I failed, my brother, and now they know what to do and what not to do.
It's not that you failed, but also, like, you know, your dad had to run the experiment to say, hey, let's try this one.
Sure.
Should I even be sending them?
You know what I'm saying? So even in that sense, like, I was gunman.
Mm.
I couldn't say, hey, dog, please talk to me. No, I was gunman.
Mm.
I was going to these trials. The late PM Konza was actually, like, a huge... Yo, that guy said, no, dog, you shouldn't be playing at Varsity because I was playing at Monash.
Yeah.
So PM Konza was the coach there. He's like, dog... I understand who your timer is, ne? But not here.
Sure.
He's like, you can't be playing. So he started training me on his own.
Nice.
On the weekends, taking me to these trials.
Get you into
That's
these
where
leagues,
Vitz saw me for the first time. Sure. That's where Black Aces saw me for the first time before I actually got there.
Sure.
He's the one that made sure that they see me. Mm. Then my little brother had more support. You know, he's now, you can at Crawford. And Crawford is from my dad's house. It was close. My dad would be there every training.
And he was playing with the
matches.
Whites.
He's playing, hey.
It's a different league, bro.
Yeah. Young Tall. Then now my youngest brother, he's got everything waiting for him. Because now we're done. He's got two other coaches besides my dad. He's got me and my little brother coaching him. We watching how he plays. Hey, no, dog, don't be forced into a position. We know all the mistakes we made.
Yes.
So we don't want him to
analyze. Yeah. That's so dope, bro. Yeah, he has to make it now. No pressure.
He's gone, don't worry.
Yeah.
I trust him.
Inside.
I trust him.
Sure. Yeah, I'm looking at future benefits. This is our bra. Yeah. Now we can be in there.
Now you understand? Sure.
Yes, now we get free tickets, we're in the box. I'm not trying to go there.
Go to Spain. Aren't we going to Spain soon?
You see? But I don't just want to go for parties. I want to go and say, except Primo.
There's a game, yeah.
Because wherever they yes, football players are the hunks that side. Yeah. So we wanna hunk it out.
Sure.
But were you disappointed? Let's say, like, what was your ambition, Karaide?
My ambition with football?
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know. It's honey. He doesn't want it to be empty. Sweet anymore. Oh.
There's no honey left.
It was on the screen. It was on the screen. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
I thought I had it. I was gone. I was gone.
That was the plan.
Dog, I was gone.
Yeah.
Because we spoke about this.
Yeah.
I didn't want a plan B, bro. You know, especially when you... And Diski's that nice. Diski's like a... It's a thing where you are a whole celeb and you're an athlete. So it comes with so much attention and money and ease. Also, then the lifestyle is also really clean. I wake up, I go gym, train with the niggas.
We train every day.
We love. Sure. I go home, I rest for a little bit. Ocha banana. You go to it again in the afternoon so you don't cramp.
So you don't get
penalized.
You check.
Yeah,
when I was a footballer,
then
I'm not a footballer.
Start, then like you chilling and you know, because you hang out with Bruce so much, you want to go holler at honeys.
Yeah. And this is your job. Keep in mind.
It's my
paid.
Job.
Yeah.
To work out for at least 5 hours a day.
Yes.
Rest at least double that. You know, like
so.
So it was nice. I wanted to so badly. But I feel like I got it anyway. You know, I feel like the circle
in the other world,
made me live that life and catch it. Like now I'm even playing on the field with the pros. I'm not every game.
Yeah. That's what I was saying.
Attention.
That's what I was saying when I saw you in Spain with the team. I was like, man, this guy
got what he full circle.
But to a point where when he was playing with them, I was like, hey, you know, luck can meet you in different places where the coach is like, Asim Fage, let's...
No, Asim Nandi. He could have.
Yeah.
He thought I was a player.
Yeah.
When we, our lay was in Doha, we stopped after the security check. He's like, oh, I haven't met you yet. How are you,
big okay.
boy? I said, really? No, coach.
He thought you were a player. He was like...
Oh, man, you should have said, Jersey 19 there. just got signed.
No, he caught me off guard. I was very respectful. Yeah. I also never met him, so I didn't get that first initial show, coach. So now I was just starstruck a bit because I wanted to meet him so badly to see this mindset of this.
What's his name?
Abdeslam Oduadu.
Yes.
He lives in my building.
No way.
Yeah.
Heavy.
Yeah. Oh, I can't talk about that.
Yeah. Let's not.
But he does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's
him and some of the other seniors.
Ufivang.
Eh?
Ufivang.
But I can't disclose. I'm going to work with him. So I keep it to myself. Oh. Yeah. But okay, the purposes of this discussion, paga, bro. Nah, I'm a Chiefs fan.
Nakia.
We've always been a Chiefs fan.
Yeah, so here, if he's not focused, right, or who's the closest access, who can, it's you who's messing up his focus in the building.
But he's a not timer. So
it's a great bro.
The interaction, I see where you're coming from.
Yeah,
if he wasn't, you could have been like, yeah, dog, put me on. You know what I'm saying?
But I was also like, hey,
but that would have been wild.
Frotman. Yeah, almost.
You would have been like, you remember that sign language interpreter at Mandela's funeral who didn't know
Obama?
What
he signed for Obama.
You would have been that guy because you would have been receiving the ball, and the commentators would be like, we have no idea who this is, but wow.
And like, I was like, score like a winning goal or something.
Like, yo, that guy's not a player.
That would be the one finishing. I would have been the finisher ish. But hey, man. I almost. I was hoping like I'd have a moment, you know.
I also too.
But they didn't give me enough.
Really?
Like, I had a young Rondo Nyana with the bruise there.
Yeah.
Jammed a bit, but there was nothing. The coach must come watch, so he left.
Mganoam, let me tell you, it's okay. A dream deferred. You
it's
are famous
not a dream
now.
Denied.
Got something else.
Danke.
All right.
Danke. Yeah.
Tell me, man. Has it never been hard living under your timer's shadow, especially when playing disc?
So, in Tiski, the one thing that helped me was not having the surname.
Okay.
Being Baloi.
Baloi,
so,
yes.
So,
yes.
if I don't say anything, they won't find
out. They won't come, yeah.
So I have that freedom in the beginning. Then either he, you know, he spoke to the coach. Now the coach knows and the coach tells one of his players.
Oh, shit.
Or he'll come watch a game. Mm. Or like I'll ask one of the Blues for a lift home. And then they drop me off and I say, do I know Ploma? Yeah, I'm fit.
Yeah.
No, it's just so then my timer comes out because he's one of those old school timers. When someone is at the gate.
Who's there? Who's this?
Yeah, he wants to come and investigate.
He just does that quick walk out, you know, that wobble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like he'll do that and, dog, that's your timer. Oh, shit. You know, and then from then on it spreads in the team.
Mm.
Now it's difficult. Oh, so it wasn't before.
Okay.
Then it became difficult to kind of get them to not think about that.
Yes.
Because then that's what's on them. It's not even about me. It's them now.
Because he wasn't just a footballer. He was like...
The guy.
Yeah. He was the OG Siya Kolisi.
Sharp.
Yeah. Like, he was my Divas guy. Type of thing. Yeah. You know?
People just...
At the top flight of football. So it's also like...
And you know what? People, like, the problem.
Mm.
People now expect that you have those opportunities. Because he got there. Just sit at home and get them from him too. Mm. And
like nepotism.
I wished for a real thing.
Mm.
I wish I'd
so I can show you.
Yeah. I wish I had that nepotism in my corner because I wouldn't have had to work. I worked so hard.
Sure.
I used to suck, dog. Like, I started playing football to prove to this bro that I'm his son, you know? So I used to suck and I had to get good.
Mm.
And then I was short.
When?
So I was short in high school.
No
I was
way,
short
bro.
Until like
really?
Guys, yo, until this like man is tall F like
until
in real
the
life.
Trick.
Can we stand up or it'll fuck up?
Nah, I'm even gonna disappear behind the shady podcast. It's gonna cut off the
But I think if you stand next to me.
You see already you cut okay, now that's a nice thing.
Wait,
you
nice
get cut off by the eye.
Bro, what the hell?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Bro.
Matric.
Yeah.
You're like crazy, like growth spurt. I grew like a ruler. I grew like 30 centimeters in
that's
a space
crazy.
Of like four and a half years. Yeah. It was quick.
That's crazy.
But I was short and I used to suck. So I had to like learn football from scratch.
Mm.
That's why I love it so much now because I learned the whole game.
That's dope, bro.
You know, and I just grit, getting fitter. Getting fit was really hard. I hated running, but I got fit. I did the bleep test. Do you know how hectic the bleep test is?
Bleep.
It's traumatic. Like
what's
hearing,
the bleep test now?
You run from... you try to beat the...
What's the space? It's like...
Isn't it... Oh, in rugby it was...
50 meters?
Not 20
meters. Yeah, it's 20, like... There's a distance.
Meters, yeah.
Yeah.
And you run that in by between. The time the beep hits. And,
okay.
And there's
okay.
levels to the beep. So the faster the beep goes and the more you can keep up, the higher the levels you go.
Yeah.
So I know there were like... Soccer players were getting like... At the time, the standard was like above... 18,
yes,
22. Professionals are getting 22. Yeah. David Beckham's finishing the whole thing. Keshapa 6. Ka 6, Mara coach. I won't run like this in
Mara
the game.
Yeah.
Put me in the game. Come on,
coach, you know. So I had to do all the from scratch, bro, like bleep test. Like, I'm learning defending.
What position were you playing?
Center back. I had to learn how to defend now because when you started playing disco for fun, everyone wants to score.
Yeah.
Now
I
mustn't score anymore. I must conduct
defend,
and play from the back. And the coaches were really hectic, but great coaches in Waterstone College. But then also, like, things just happened. You know, like, Waterstone hosted Mexico.
Sure.
And they gave us that beautiful field. So, like, things just fell in my favor. And then there's one game, my time I came to watch.
Pressure.
Oh, the last game of matric.
Mm. Oh, snap.
And now it's the last game of the season and it's my last game as a matric. So now the whole school comes.
Sure.
He decides to pull up. I've been asking you the whole year.
My whole life.
He decides to come at the end. Your heavy game. Heavy game. So I didn't really feel that pressure then.
Sure.
And I was like, ugh. Then he saw my game and I was like, dog, I'm sure I impressed you.
Yeah.
And then he's like, haha, he just laughed it off. I said, yo.
Eish.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
gonna
prove it. I'm gonna prove it. So at that time, at that game, how do you let me down gently? I'm a defender. They put me as a goalkeeper. I saved a penalty. Off that penalty save, it was a double save.
Yeah.
So I saved the ball. The striker came back, the number 10, hit it again. I caught it here.
Yeah.
Picked up the ball, ran to the edge of the box, shied this thing, it went to the other side. My
assist.
Striker Fabio said, Chest and inside.
Volley. Washa.
How? Tell me
Tiba.
Now. Tell
hey,
me now.
What the fuck?
You've got the Kune kick. Eh?
Tell me now, young Tola. So it was like, it let me down hard, not easy. It was like, dude, I don't know what more I could have done.
Got you.
You know, so that's not even my position. Then I said, okay, Shab, I'm going to show you.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to varsity. I'm going to do it again.
Sure. Yeah.
And I'm going to catch it. If you don't believe me and I'm done, that's on you.
Would you say that it gave you those lessons that you learned there? Do you continue to apply those things to the the other stuff that you do?
That's how I learned life. I realized...
Because even, you know, like something like creating content,
exactly.
It looks cool and fun and whatever.
It's a lot exactly of work, that. All I had to do was apply that my football mindset on this side. Like, I realized that I learned so much that other people won't get because content creation is so new.
Yeah.
You know, you won't find someone who says, I've been in content creation for 10 years.
Yeah.
I've been in content creation for 20 years.
Yeah.
I played football for 18, 19 years, Giliwani, learning this thing in and out.
Yeah.
You know, on different levels. So all I had to do was take that. I said, okay, Sharp, this is a craft also. I'm good at it, Sharp. You can be good at something. But now every day, let me do something.
Yeah.
So then I did my training mentality that even if we weren't at training, I'm training on my own. So I would do that with this thing. Even if no brand has hollered at me for something, I'm going to make content. Even if there's no current affairs, something happening, I'm going to make something. So that's the first part that I used was that every day I must contribute an hour.
Productive, yeah.
At least 1 hour must go to this thing that I think I'm really good at.
Sure.
And then I can carry on with my day.
For me, obviously, look, I'm going to try to ask less questions because we've had this conversation. But because, I mean... We went to Mauritius, ne?
Yeah.
Mauritius. In the Mauritius trip, we got to talk about where the pivot was. Do you mind sharing, like, the pivot from, you know, from not playing soccer anymore to
from plan A.
Yeah, from plan A to content creation. Ish.
So there was a couple of things that happened, but there was a bit of a culmination with, like, my injuries. I had a lot of injuries.
Mm.
Like even now, it's Spain. I've got a
I saw when he walked in, his one leg is shorter than the other.
No, I don't.
That's why he's so tall.
A polio.
Yeah. moon boots.
So, I sorry, I forgot. I lost
this. You were transition from injuries. From,
So I was injured a lot and the injuries aren't the problem. The consistency is the problem.
Mm.
I can't be consistent enough to make the squad and to always be where I want to be if every 3 days I'm getting injured, if every 2 days I'm recovering. You know, so I was losing a lot of playing time.
So,
I'm depressed. Every day is really hard in my head. I'm depressed. I'm anxious. You know, why isn't the nepotism kicking in?
When does this shit start?
Like,
when is Leeds gonna on?
Yeah, I'm old now, guys.
What's happening?
I'm sure you told you guys that there's a brew. The nepotism's not kicking in. I'm getting
fuck, that's hilarious.
I'm getting older. You know, and in Tiski, age is your commodity, bro. It's a huge commodity. I'm getting older. I'm like 25, 26. And yes, I'm captaining the squad and stuff, but it's like, ish, Fitch, that doesn't mean anything if you're not going to do it that side at this age. So I'm getting, and all these things are bubbling in my head. And then I was like, okay, cool. I think I'm done.
She's so early.
And I was like, and I did something I'd never wanted to do, which was work in an office.
Fuck.
Damn. I said I must never in my life work in an office. Mm. Did I not become a bookkeeper for 6 months?
That's how you kill your spirit. How did you perform as a bookkeeper?
You weren't keeping the books.
Stop it, guys. That
wasn't keeping them by the books.
Stop.
How did you perform as a bookkeeper?
I can't be
like the people I was bookkeeping for have been arrested. Sasuke for them. Look,
no,
I tried.
I was injured.
My husband.
That company does my books now.
Okay.
So
everything of yours is full circle.
Everything in my life.
He owes them that. He fucked up.
You see now.
It's like, okay, you guys can look after the bank. Fuck, sorry, Oaks.
Sure. I became a bookkeeper, and then my dad was like, okay, do you want to coach? Because we're about to do this coaching course with all these legends, Steve Likolea, Porsche, Modise, this gang, bro.
Jersey number 10. And that's like a natural progression from football to coaching.
You already know the game. You spent that much time.
Mm.
Why not put that knowledge to use?
Yeah.
Started coaching, shared my D license, my SAFA Ds, started doing my practicals and say, okay, Sharp, let me coach kids. Coach for 2 years. And then content just crept. Like it crept. I've always been an entertainer, but it was never an intentional, I'm going to entertain people. It was, it was a thing I do because I'm sure I used to be short. Negrata attention.
That's what I do.
Well, actually, you can't get the honey's attention here, but you can't see me. Oh, you'll hear me.
You should see me at parties. I'm the loudest guy then.
You're actually not. You're literally a shady lurker. You're literally like
lurking in the corner.
Lurking.
I accepted being short in like grade 8. Then I said,
that's why you didn't
plan
grow.
B.
You accepted. Yeah, I did not accept. Sure. I was fighting. Sure. No, but
there's a guy that works here in our office. I don't know if you saw him. He's tall. His name's James. I said to him, you know, James, one day, it's the first thing that came into my head. I was like, you're like a waste of height.
Why don't you have done better with that height?
I would have fucking killed him to that height, dog. He doesn't need it. He's a bookkeeper. I'm our gender.
So bookkeepers are clearly a bullying.
And isn't James a soccer player as well? Former soccer player or something? No?
James?
Yeah, didn't he play soccer?
No. He's a former...
Yes.
He was a sportsman, yeah, but he didn't play soccer. He played badminton.
Oh, wow.
Crazy.
Former badminton. I did too. Yeah, I played badminton in high school. That's just, it's really
shit
cool.
It's very gay, but I mean...
It's not.
We're an inclusive...
It's actually gay. Right? Because it's the shuttlecock?
Eh?
What?
You know the thing.
The shuttlecock. The thing.
Cock.
It's called a shuttlecock.
It's called a shuttlecock.
Well, I thought you said shuttlecock.
No, I was joking that it's gay. But now it's gay. The ball is called a shuttlecock.
It's a shuttlecock.
It's insane.
Makes sense. Because James, I mean, he's got so many accolades.
Makes sense because James, yo, James is just catching straight.
Oh, he played badminton. He was a champ too, dude.
Heavy.
Number one shuttlecock.
So.
Estrella James.
When do you know that, okay, content creation is the way I'm going to go? Because you don't just... Oh, did you go viral immediately or was it consistently posting?
Consistent, but also remember, people didn't have anything else to watch.
Well, so what were you trying to show?
I was bored.
Right. So in terms of, you know, like, okay, content creation, like, look, for me, it's a personal crap because everybody just says, I'm a content creator. I'm a content creator. Then their stuff is cack.
Yes.
It's like sometimes you look at the shit that you're doing and you're like, fuck, the stuff I do is fucking cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to create this. What were you trying to show? Initially. Obviously not the bookkeeping job. So now it's like, okay, I'm in this coaching thing.
So, yeah, so it was. It happened because I'm coaching.
Right.
And remember, we can't be on the field.
This is COVID.
Mid-COVID, you can't be on the field.
Yeah.
Can't do anything. So I'm stuck at home. I'm not making money.
You're coaching online?
They tried.
Yeah.
But now I'm in my backyard. These kids are not going to listen to me in their own backyards in front of her phone or her laptop. So,
yes.
So... Other than that tried for a bit and it didn't work. And then people kept sending me TikToks because I was bored and I'm making these little clips and I'm posting it as my stories. And my friends are like, dude, these are TikToks. And
yeah.
I said, okay.
Well, what's then what? TikTok? Yeah.
No, there's an app that's going around. I'm like, House Party. I already have House Party. Now you want me to get all the lockdown apps? I don't want to collect.
Yeah.
House Party. They're like, no, catch this one. Because we think this is what you are doing. I shared that thing. Chilled on it for a weekend. I'm like, I'm better than all of these guys. Because at that time, there's not even a lot of South Africans. It's mad American.
Yes. Yeah.
So I'm like, these.
And it was like Kabila May and those guys that were just.
And I'm like, these guys are getting millions of views. Yeah. I can beat them. And I used to like put on mad shows in primary school. So I used to like, I remember they even let me do the concert one year, you know, where as a grade 6, I'm now coordinating the whole thing. I must go fetch the grade 2s. I must make them, give them a routine. And then they practice that. Then their grade 2s go, and then I get the grade 3s. Then it must culminate into one whole show at the end. So I was like, no, man, I can put on a better show than these Americans. Let me try do more with just this little sound. Let me immerse them. So then I got into like immersion. Like, you know, I'm at home, but I can make you think I'm anywhere. I can make you think I'm in the doctor's office just by how I'm dressed and how.
And
the setting
everyone's
is.
At home.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We're all at home. So let me take you outside. And doing that and doing more of that kind of. Got the eyes,
sure.
But then I was training in America, and they don't know me. So it'll just be like a bro who does funny things with their trends.
Yes.
And I'm like, but I need real value out of this, and then bring it back home. And then I started doing their sounds with our jokes.
Oh yeah. Right.
So I would twist. I was always twisting, but now I'm twisting
with the
location
local
also. Yeah, with the local flavor. No one's really watching in the beginning. And then I just kept pushing it. And then this creators thing where they wanted to do like a top 20 of the creators in the country, black creators. They wanted to do like a, let's push a BEE.
We always pushing BEE. Keep back the land. Keep back the algorithm.
Yeah, Arba thing, something at least. So then they tried that. And then I...
Who else was in that thing with you? Did you know any of them personally? Or was it like...
It's Paul. They're huge now. And they turned, you know, Kanyisa's an artist now. She does a piano and stuff. Spore's big. She's still doing, but she's huge. Modeling and whatever. Baba Lo, I think, was on that. A lot of them aren't here anymore. They're not up anymore. So I just stuck it. And when we did that thing, they kind of challenged us to do, tasked us to do a couple of things. From those tasks, I said, okay, let me make these tasks my formula. Posting once a day, every day. At least Monday to Friday. So at least I must have 5 posts a week. They used to say 3.
Yeah.
You have to compulsory post 3 to stay in the competition. I posted 5. Then you had to, they had to give, okay, this is Human Rights Day.
Yeah.
Make a video of Human Rights Day. That's when I said, okay, I'm going to make a video about anything. I already studied brand and marketing management. So kind of had this muscle to,
you went to
put
Monash,
my brand into anything.
Yeah, you said Monash.
Yeah, no, yeah. But I finished that one at Vega.
Okay.
Young Toilet, just I have to give them their props. Ish, I know everyone posting.
Is that the visa?
DJ Fresh.
Vega.
Mang mang, utswere mang mang. Maybe Vega if lampat laba fit.
Something.
But get about content creation. If you like,
let's open a course. There.
Let's open a course, bro.
Sure. So then I used that muscle to kind of be able to talk my thing and apply anyone else's message onto the way I do it. And then they ranked me like number 19.
Banya.
Or something.
What, in the
and,
country?
And yeah, and like the top 10 got money. The top 10 would get like a little 40K or something. It was in dollars. I was like, Lintimali dollar.
Just
it's fine, I'm coming for all of you guys. And then from that day, I said, I'm going to post every single day.
Well, could
and
you
more,
see what the
more than once? Yeah. I remember we had this conversation. You posted like...
I was posting 4 times a day.
4 or 5 times a day, yeah.
I was posting in... In the AMs, because America's awake.
Awake, yeah.
So I'll post 5-4 to gauge them. Then I'd sleep, wake up couple by 11, 12.
Post some more.
Then I wake up, Mzansi's up. Okay, sharp, you guys want to talk about this? Twarang 4.
Yeah.
So I'd make sure you
and
guys...
And then in the evening, China is awake. Or
someone is awake.
Yeah.
Someone's watching. There's always someone watching. So I'd always just try to put my foot somewhere.
Yeah. Did you notice a difference between... Okay, you were at number 19, then these top 10 that got money. Is there something that they were doing, perhaps, that you picked up and you were like, fuck, you know, niggas are really working out here. Mklampe mina.
Quantity over quality.
Quantity.
Django.
Volume.
I'm a huge quality person. Mm-hmm. They were very big on volume. Yeah. So they would always have something.
Yeah.
But if I don't have it, I'll take my time to make it.
Mm.
So they'll have 2 or 3 by the time I'm making one. So
and their 2 or 3 will be mediocre.
Their 2 or 3 will accumulate because now they say for that one thing, they got 450,000 views. I only got 100,000 views, but that 450,000 views is divided into 4 videos that all got, you know, that much. And my one
whatever,
video got
200
and whatever.
Gotcha.
So I would now shift my focus to saying, let's make something people are going to love and that's going to last forever. Hopefully you're going to watch this next year and say, okay, sharp, you're still funny.
Sure.
You know, and then they got the rack and I didn't see them use it. I'm like, you guys' content is the same. At least buy like...
Switch it
elevate
up.
Elevate your
something.
Stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Buy equipment.
That's when I got hacked. That's when I got hacked. That's when like a lot of my... most trending videos came out. My first Brown to Man. Banaba Ving.
Who makes that
Sebata. He's some Bloemfontein singer. Some bro does covers and things. I think he got bored of covers and he was like, let me do them in Vanak.
Sure.
Oh.
Damn, brilliant.
When I heard it, I said, no way.
Gotta bring this to life.
This is a music video.
Gotta bring this to
and
life.
And then I made... the music video for him online. And that's how I got into that Brown to Man character. I said, let me make this guy music videos for all his Vanek covers.
Vanek covers.
Kanti, they're heavy. He sent me an album. We spoke. We in contact.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Is he writing them?
He's going off. He's translating one man. He's translating and singing. He translates, he sings, he throws it to me. So now I've got a few gems here waiting.
Dope.
You know, Cherie One is out.
Translates, he sings.
he's heavy.
Yeah.
But yeah, Sebata is real cool.
Shout out, Sebata.
In the beginning, people were like, yeah, you don't give him the credit. I'm like, I don't know who it is.
Sure.
Yes. TikTok doesn't
but
say
it's a
this
fucking
broom.
Great idea.
Yeah, but it's dope,
use
so I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of money, obviously, you know, you didn't get the cash with the first time round. When did brands start jumping on? Because at some point, everyone wanted...
Yeah.
A slice of you.
Yeah.
So when
they still do.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Of course.
They're slicing.
Of course. I mean, you've got 5 edits that you need to do straight after this. After this interview.
I mean, come on. He came through. Look at the watch.
Come on, bro.
I already sent a message. I sent location. I said, we are here.
This is what they do, the Rolex gang.
Yeah, because at some point, man, you were just, every brand was then trying to holler at you. So, when did you see the change in it's now fun content creation to like, rather...
Yeah, but now I can do it for money. Like, there's pressure. Because there's no pressure when you're doing it for people.
100%.
Then the pressure only comes when you become popular and now you just have to keep making people laugh.
Mm. Sure.
And at that time, I had none of that.
You have to maintain.
I had no one.
Yeah.
So, I just have to keep doing. Then people are like, okay, we'll give you 5,000 one video. I said, 5,000? How many views are you expecting?
Mm.
You know, and then they started expecting more from me. And then I was like, okay, cool. I think it was COVID. The first one was COVID.
Mm.
They were like, we want to vaccinations. You need to vaccine. Nyara. All you have to do is dress up in these clothes while making your videos.
Dope.
And then maybe if you want to talk about the vaccine, you can. But we know it's tricky.
It's taboo, yeah.
And my little Navamangara Jova. So ish, I felt weird. I'm like, I got Jova, madam, and I tell people to Jova. That's hectic.
Mm.
So I'm just gonna wear this thing, and then I do like make a video in their hoodie and their cap and their this and their that. The first two were just alright, and I got scared. The last two said, then I saved my whole campaign with the last two videos.
Sure. Mm.
Pay me 5,000 video, 4,000 video.
Mm.
Said, bro.
I can do this, Moose.
We're moving.
Yeah.
Coaching was paying me 5,000 a month.
In a two hour shoot.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, how much do you have? Then Aya, you know Aya Mantomazani, guys?
Yeah.
Aya then hollered at me. She was like, she's been watching me.
Sure.
So she saw the stuff and she was like, dude, we have this new show called Ghosted on MTV.
Oh, yes.
Do you mind? Can you think you can do promo? Ghosted. I said, how many videos do you want? She's like, if you can do 5, I'll pay you 20K. 20,000.
Mm. The numbers are going up.
The pandemic. Only 20,000. Oh no! Give it to me. So I'll do something. Shied it. I was also hoping they'd bring me to Ghosted and I'll meet Chamiso, but it never happened. But then I shied.
It wasn't part of the deal.
It wasn't part of the deal.
Sorry.
I thought I'm a celeb.
Like guys,
now,
bring me to Ghosted. I'll give celeb. You 20,000.
I'm like, I'm a celeb now, clearly. So let me come meet her.
I'm on.
And then Aya paid me 20K and I was like, damn, I think I can do this. All I have to do is plug and play.
Yeah.
I can do this. And then a week later, 20,000. I said, Aya, I think you made a mistake. She said,
no, we want more.
You did that thing.
Mm.
I said, do it again. I said, yo, okay, sharp. That's when I said, nah, I can do it. I can do whatever I want. As long as I keep my formula intact, I can plug anything. I can plug current affairs. I can plug... a brand, I can plug politics, I can plug anything into my formula and I can regurgitate something.
Because even now, you're still like, the thing about promo when you watch his content, like if there's a trending audio, he's probably going to be the first. If he's not the first, he's the best at it, you know?
Because I've switched it. Also, I didn't do it the way everybody wanted to.
Yeah,
I wanted to make sure that, you know, like there's this one that I did now, okay, baby.
For the song.
It's so creepy, man. I didn't want like, and every time I would watch people's videos, now I'm hearing, first of all, this grown up Kippy Baby. First of all, why is it a man saying Kippy
Baby?
You know? You know? If you guys want to make it cool, let a woman say Kippy Baby. Then I can say, okay, she's being seductive.
Fuck.
But now I'm Bruce Kippy Baby. It sounds like I'm in jail. Now someone's whispering, hey, Kippy Baby. I was like, no way.
Oh,
and
man.
On top of
there's
that,
no
the
way Kippy Baby is seductive, though. Let's just be clear.
Give me like the hottest hand.
I'm telling you,
like, what's
the right vibe? She can't do it. She can bully me into taking it out.
Keep it,
it's mad creepy. And then the trend around it is for you to share the selfie camera, and it's like the view of, it's like a missionary view, you know? And
POV,
then when the beat goes, oh, bong, 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 bong.
Yeah.
So what we see is, we're on this roller coaster, king.
You see?
Young toddler, and I'm like, I'm tired of seeing kids do this over and over. It's not a nice thing.
The TL is traumatic.
Like, okay, you're getting your views. And yeah. Can you hear? Can you tell of your views?
Yes.
You did it, man.
The peepees are keeper.
Ay, man, but keep up at Bobote.
Keep up at Pipanga.
Keep up at Pipanga. Ay, man.
People kiss you. People kiss you. Stop.
Fuck. So, I had twisted that completely also. I made it like a... Because in my mind, the only other man that can say keepee-pee-pee is a doctor.
Oh yeah.
And even that was hectic for us, you know. When the doctor said,
still weird, but I mean, nay.
But then I made the video about that, you know. I made a whole skit instead of that view.
Instead of the seductive one.
So then I do that. That became my thing.
Or jail. You were right.
I could have, but I didn't want to. Yeah, but it's a real thing. They still. Social media is in jail right now. I don't want those bros to get ideas because they will. They really will. They really will.
Hey,
they'll join us.
Next thing, they'll start joining.
With the real thing.
It's different now.
With the real thing.
You wish. It's going to be tough.
So I made it more about my formula because I knew my formula must be timeless.
And your formula works.
Sure. Still. The fact you know.
Where did the other transition come into, like, the real fame side, you know, like, as they call it, the mainstream? TV, what?
Before TV, I wanna hear that before the
before TV,
like the popular, just the general popularity.
Yeah,
when they released us, when they let us go,
yes,
they said okay, 22. I think it was 21,
22.
Because I actually got kicked out of my house mid COVID.
That's an asshole of a landlord.
I know.
What do you mean you got kicked out?
My late stepdad kicked me out of the house.
Oh, sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, I had it. Like,
oh,
I don't need to
look
like
I'm saying it's an asshole of a landlord.
But you learn and you did it.
Why did he kick you out?
There was no real reason. There was a whole bunch of drama going on, and I think maybe it was just hacked that I'm also still this grown-ass man that's living in his crib with his bro, with his honey, you know, and I'm just doing... So I could kind of say, ish. I said, okay, I clavai. So I slept on Snare. You know Snare? Snare
but
the dancer, yeah. I slept on Snare's couch for like a week or two.
Was he not like taking your career seriously?
Yeah, it wasn't a career at that time.
Okay, yeah, but this is also mid-COVID.
You know, and they don't see it. They come back, you know, or they walk past me in the room doing funny things.
Yes.
It's not something they see and know.
It almost kind of seems like you're just fucking lazing around.
And they're not
going to
ask
me.
They're not going to say, hey, dog, what is this? Or what's
and they're not on TikTok.
Thank you. So they couldn't have, I didn't expect them to understand. Then I got kicked out. And then I chilled with Snare and I started making more videos because now it was the first time I'd switched environments.
Locations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now I was a bit daunted. But now with Snare, I did like two videos in Snare's house. Really dope. My dad said, okay, you can come live in the crib. I don't believe, but you can come live in the crib.
Yeah.
You know, I lived in the crib. I so wish I had your pick. I'm ready.
I'm ready. It's not the line.
And three times.
Yes.
Just to look at you. You're nice. Actually, you're beautiful. Actually, you're gorgeous. You're more than that. I have no words to explain. That video made me a popular guy.
Got you.
Yeah.
That video made me
the brewer.
Candace Moody Seller came to me. She said, I so wish I had your pick. I said, you wish you had mine, Candace. Let me show you something. Now all these celebs, they see me out and they're like, yo, you the guy you made. I so wish I had your pick. That video.
Sure.
sure that video was commercial. To the max. Mm. And then I did that in a series. So I did all three of that. I broke that
voice note into three.
And I did all three of them. Yeah, I was gone after that. Like that. That's when people were like, okay, this brew's a funny brew.
Sure.
Mm. People are recognizing me on the streets now. People I deem popular.
Now you're a celeb of TikTok.
I'm the celeb celeb.
Mm.
Yeah.
That was the cool thing. That I'm a celeb to celebs. Mm. Now all of a sudden my comments, my blue ticks next to the car said, ha, who?
Removing.
Lady dude, PH. Hey. Mm. These people are now commenting and I'm like, okay, cool. This is something for me to really like lock into.
Sure.
And then I put it all in.
Mm. For a parent who doesn't understand what content creation is now and the money behind it, do you want to, because I've seen now you even speak about money.
Yeah,
about money when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah.
Just give a parent or someone who doesn't know the benefits of content creation. Obviously, there's tons of work that goes into content 100%. Creation, but the financial, let's speak on financial benefit when it comes to this stuff.
So since Batswadi Barata, big words, Tebet Rutilwenko University.
Sure. Mm.
Product cost is almost at zero. Your production cost. Mm. You're almost at zero. If they already have a phone, the production cost is at zero.
Yes.
And all the money they make is profit.
Sure.
Mm.
So
there's no overhead.
There's nothing. I can help you pay rent, Mamzo.
Sure.
Like, you just have to give me my space. One thing my mom did was give me my space and time.
Mm.
One blessing that no one else in this world could ever give me that my mom gave me was time. My mom was like, dog, do whatever you need to do. Like, I'm 27, 28 years old.
Sure.
I'm in the crib. Kefetsa groza.
Ash.
You know, I'm school walking holiday. In and out. I'm making a noise in the AMs because I'm making videos while everybody's sleeping.
Sure.
She was just like, I know you're crazy, but sometimes you manage to direct your crazy somewhere.
Sure.
And that's what she gave me. That's why in this game, I owe no one anything. Only my mom's for the time and the Christmas she Mamzo. Gave me.
Like, shout out Mamzo.
I owe no one. Then I had a phone. The iPhone, give me 20,000 now.
Sure.
iPhone, tripod. That's it.
Ring light, nyana.
Ring light, concepts, done.
Sure.
If you can find a way to make. So the thing about content creation is you can't just be a content creator because you make videos.
Sure.
You have to have something that your audience gravitates towards, and now then you're selling your audience something.
Mm. So
that's the transaction of a content creator.
Sure.
They come because you are funny, and then we'll interact with the brands that you interact with because we want you.
Mm.
So help them and see if what they are doing is building an audience. And the one part that makes people very impatience is the audience building phase of it.
Mm,
because that's when I must do whatever and be whatever. And
yes, and people are counting views and shit.
I'm doing dumb things and this video looks like it doesn't make any sense.
Sure.
Mom's up to just hold my camera. I'm going to do this now.
Mm.
It seems like it. But if you know your child's talent and where it lies,
got you.
Help guide that because we've established a new economy. It's our own thing.
Yeah.
We've got our own things moving here. But PH, they're giving us our own bags.
Sure.
You know, like, it's a whole thing, but it needs you now to not treat it like a game. The same way you guys said Project Mbappe became a real thing.
Mm.
Content creation is now the new Project Mbappe. Where if you can guide your people and your son and your daughter into something that's clearly audience building, and from that audience, you create your basis of what people are going to pay for. When the brand says, I want you to manage this, this is what they're paying for. They're not paying you because your son is talented. They're paying you because 20,000 people are willing to watch your son.
Yes.
And that perceived talent.
Yes. Every day. And he needs to execute.
Sure. He's a billboard. Do you know? So
there's
help. James.
That's James.
Dog, if you hear how these people talk about you, it's bad, dude. They try to talk down on your badminton career. I said, do you guys know the prestigious, the prestige behind the badminton. Sport, behind the shuttlecock?
She's dressed like a bookkeeper.
I mean, James, tell us a bit about your badminton career. World champion.
Shout out. Well,
James. You're still gay, though.
These guys can't talk about a national treasure like this. I don't like that.
Yeah, but you're still gay, though.
We were talking about, like, representation in LGBTQ sports. And I mean, we're proud of you, bro.
And you popped up.
Yeah.
We do. We're really proud of you.
Go James.
Go James.
Let them,
we actually wanted to change it to LGBTQJ.
Yeah.
J for James.
champion.
Sure. So yeah, and then tell me. Sorry, because we were speaking about audience,
yeah, and monetizing.
Yeah, and monetizing.
Mm. But when the money starts, because you were on the point that obviously you need to execute so the brands will give you money. But sure. Earlier you said that
production cost.
No, Angra, those ones that won in the top 19, yeah. Whatever. Didn't you exist. Were looking at it and not saying.
Yeah.
You were like, well, they didn't use.
They're
it.
Not doing anything.
Yes. So where does the reinvestment come in? Because do you just keep the costs at zero forever and ever?
No. So there's different ways of doing this thing. I say try keep costs at zero as much as you can.
Yeah.
Because in this game, you will get most of your money in front of your phone.
Sure.
Yeah.
Nowhere else.
Sure.
You'll get it here. Mm. So stay here for as long as you can, because all those other pros, they're going to trick you. It's going to seem like a lot more money, but it's going to be a lot more work.
100%.
Yeah. Your money.
100%.
I have also another blessing my mom gave me was education. Sure. So that brand and marketing communications.
Sure. From Vega. From Vega. Thank you.
That thing gave me most of my, I think it's my superpower in the game right now. I think that's why I think in terms of brands, I'm one of the most powerful guys. You know, I don't find myself the best content, blah, 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 but in terms of where they come to and who they trust to
commercial relay a message. Yeah. Commercial viability.
Yes, who's commercially viable.
And who credible.
Who's credible, who doesn't have the scandals, who's wah, 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 wah. They throw it there. It's because of that little background that I have in marketing, because then you realize how you pass on a marketing message. Mm. You realize, you know, we've had these chats multiple times.
And now you
times.
Brand build carefully.
I'm told.
Yeah. So there's many things about, you can do for likes and views.
Yes.
But those things might come back later where they're like, ah, but you're funny, your videos get mad views, but
that
you're that guy, yeah.
That did that.
Yes, Wookie so, Pipi.
Sure. So that has to also culminate, this thing. A lot of the times, and this is not just a content creation piece of advice, just is your child good at that thing? Can your child make you laugh before you're allowing them to try and make the whole country laugh? Do they make you laugh? Do you laugh when your child cracks a joke?
Sure.
Like, are they good at this thing, or are they just shooting into the dust and trying to be famous?
Yeah, yeah.
Because then there's another way to do that. Sure. We can go modeling. You don't need to spend this doing that. And with modeling, there's agents. There's ways to secure that person gets there. There's an agent. There's this, that. Content creation is daunting. You're one man. Especially that first year, you're alone. No one's going to help you.
Yeah. And you only know your shit is working when you put it out.
Exactly. Sure. Then your phone breaks, your screen cracks. It's you. You know, you still don't have enough money to pay for these things. And so just be patient with the kids when they need those things that support that. Their phones, the tripods, environmental props. You know, there's things that are going to be direct costs, and then there's things that they just want just because they want it. Sure. I want it to look nice, so I need this shirt.
Yeah.
I need that. I use my mom's gown. I was using her wig.
Oh, because I wanted to ask.
Pink gown.
Yeah.
It's my mom's. It's operational to this
shout
day.
Shout out, mom.
Props. To this day, the props. She gave up her gown.
Sure.
I have her pixie wig. There's a wig I wear now. Mm. It's still, that's my mom's.
Glasses.
I can't imagine how much she paid for that.
Sure.
You know? There's a pair of glasses I still use. It's someone's prescription glasses. Like, I use, every time I use them, I put them here because they blind me.
Sure.
So whoever it is, hard in feet, hard. But look where we are now.
Sure.
With your glass off. So there's ways in which you can mitigate where this person goes, but also always keep it to where this person is good at. Sure. I've always been naturally entertaining.
Speaking of look where we are now, you've even landed yourself. In fact, with the attention that you've gathered over the years, you've been able to, you know, go into different streams of what we call entertainment.
Yeah.
You're now, is it still acting or are you acting still? Or was
acting
it?
/////.
Yeah. Ours was ///.
///.
Because, I mean, with the attention and with the experience that this guy has, and also with the direction, he's not just limited to in front of the camera. And I've seen him work behind the camera directing stuff, you know, so... are you still doing, is it Code 13? What's the...
Code 13 was the TV show we did last year.
Oh, last year,
But there's problems with season 2, Buffet 2. I wish I could tell you guys, I can't. Because people keep us saying, where's Vecha?
Sure.
But besides that, so it was produced by Seriti.
Yeah.
Mm. One of the heads at Seriti, actually the owner, Leanne Kumalo, she... Mm-hmm. Vecha was her brainchild, that character. So she was like, I want a character that kind of embodies this. And then when I stepped into it, I embodied that. And she was like, I trust your vision. So now she allows me to do a lot more. Like, I wrote a movie for her that got picked up by the big Gorong.
Netflix way? Come on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. So you guys are going to see that next year. And for me, that's not even just an attention thing. I've always been a jack of all trades and a master of absolutely nothing. And I thought that that was the worst thing for me. But no, because my grandfather also always used to drill that into me. Sure. Yeah, you're a jack of all trades, but you need to be a master of something. You know, it really got to me.
I think you're a master of entertainment.
As a whole.
Yeah. Everything else. So then other trades stem from the mastering of entertainment. Yeah.
So I would love to think that I like immersing people and putting people in a world, and I'm good at that. I'm good at making people,
storytelling as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then I'm experimenting with trying to see the other facets of film/entertainment where I can bring that muscle in with its directing, producing, writing, you know, scoring. I'm really hectic with scoring.
Dope.
Lighting is a hectic thing. I like, you know, lighting a room, lighting a scene. The camera work, the people, like the DOPs, I understand all these brews. Now I must just decide where I fit in. So I think it's a culmination of how much I like entertaining people.
Sure.
And then how hard I go when it's time to do something.
Yeah, and so perfect the product. Yeah, like you said, it's a quality thing.
So even when with my first acting gig, I was called for an audition. And I'd never been to an audition before.
Sure.
And I'm like, but how do you expect me to audition when you saw me on the phone? But I thought you, in my head.
You called me.
You'd call me knowing what you want me to do. But now you still want me to audition for this thing that you want me to do.
Yeah.
So it was very confusing. So then I realized, no, I'm actually good at this thing. And I must act again.
Sure.
So then I would have to now translate it and make it in front of these three people and a camera. And then I did that. Then from then I had to learn how to do it in a scene with five other people. And
people,
I must.
Yeah.
Okay, this camera, if I move too much, I'm gonna block his scene here. So let me not do that.
Gotcha.
Or the lighting works best when I'm doing this, let me do this. Or my close up, I must act for it differently. Then I learned in that. So it was attention, yes.
Sure.
And I think they tried to do that thing of, this guy has followers. Maybe our show will get more followers because this guy is here. But I'm actually an actor.
Gotcha.
At the same time, I was always trying this. So I think then when they got there, it was now the best of both. Okay, Albani. Brown and white. Now you want me there because people want to see if Primo can really act.
Sure.
And when he acts, he actually can. And he, you know, he'll push the storyline and he'll contribute in the way that you guys need for him to contribute in that scene, in that movie, in that time. And then from then, other people started seeing that.
Yes.
Oh, no, Linga Shoni had me for 5 episodes. From then, I forgot the name of the show. They had me for like an episode cameo, and then I moved here.
Dope.
And then it was basically now I'm building my rapport as being that bro that can actually do it.
Gotcha.
And then,
now you're an actor now.
Now I'm an actor.
Now
Linza Siras. Then Thabang Moleya caught wind of me. Sisle Ruo put us together. And then he tried something and it didn't work. And then he said, okay, come be in this thing for 2 minutes. And I was in that thing, and it was Soon Comes Night on Netflix. And I was like, oh shit, cool.
Dope.
I thought it was hard. I thought Netflix would be like this big, big, hard monster.
Yeah.
No, it's the same thing.
Sure.
And then I did it and it was dope. And then he called me for another one, Lobola Man, and now I have a role and I'm speaking and I'm like, okay, cool. Can I really act?
Sure.
And then I killed that. And then they were like, code 13, pull up for this thing. No audition. We think you can embody Veja just from who we've seen you be and
on screen, yeah.
And your persona online. If you can mix that, and I did that. So it's just doing more and again and adding more oomph and doing the best and being myself in totality instead of just being who they need at that time. I'll be everything. You didn't know you needed that.
Sure.
And I'll be that too.
Sure.
And then if you see me, space for me somewhere else, utla mfaka mfethu no mayini.
I always call you.
It's it.
I always call my brother.
But do you see now that that football plan A thing not working out wasn't so bad?
100%.
Yalung.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yo, easily lachiga.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't be doing this now.
You'd be playing there somewhere.
I'd be stressed.
You'd be
on the bench.
Injured.
I'd be injured.
You'd be injured.
I'm 32.
I'm a banana. What do you do at Pirates? What's the story there?
I'm Vodacom's ambassador for Pirates.
I see.
Yeah, Vodacom's ambassador for Pirates.
For Pirates.
Okay.
So I was just so hard with my campaign for Vodacom. They said, okay, listen, let's stick with these people and I'll stay there.
Yes.
And then Pirates then kind of saw the value that I brought with my content.
Sure.
They didn't know I played Diski, so I knew half of their team because I played against, and against them. Sure. I played against Zeke Slabasa when he was at the Pirates Youth Academy and I was playing at Wits. Philip Njojo was my captain. George Matlo is at Chiefs now. He used to be our midfielder. 90% of the team I played for is in the PSL right now.
Right.
So now even when I engage with the players, we're engaging on a natural locker room level.
Yes.
And it's professional. And I'm giving them also a little bit of, you know, insight. They come to me, dog, how do I do this with a brand? You catch some insights. So you know, if I share pictures with them or put them in the video now, their IP themselves, you know, goes up. So there was a lot more value into that interaction.
Dope.
So they decided to kind of just stick on the side. They also just believe in the vision, you know. And and there's a story. It's a nice story. Mm. You know, the father played for Chiefs and the son is a parent supporter. No, again.
That's the one.
It's like, no, I'm just here.
Yeah, so it's also been the journey of just being a paganea for me. It's been hectic. Like, my whole family's against me.
I was going to say, your dad okay with it?
He has to be.
He doesn't have a choice.
He has no choice. You know, we've accomplished so much together in this game that he has no choice but to. Every move I make, he says, So we're not our type thing, you know.
I want to ask you something, and you don't have to answer. No, don't worry, I'm not being funny. I just wanted to understand how you handled attention as it came from people. Obviously, you know, love interests then matter and just friends or people who want to hang around you because you're popular. Yeah. How did you navigate through?
Do you chow a lot of groupies?
Things changed. Wow.
No.
See, that's the difference between me and this guy.
I don't. You don't?
I don't.
This guy's a homebody, yeah?
Is it?
It's a very scary game. Mm. I mean,
it's making content.
At home.
So the first point of reference, which is really dope, is having my dad as a point of reference. Okay. Watching this guy, every day we go to the mall, he's going to stop for at least 20 minutes to speak to people we don't know, but he speaks to them like he's known them forever.
Yeah.
Dope. We go to Rensho. I can't get on the rides at Rensho because this guy won't pay this guy because these guys are talking about Diski. Mm. Pay for the ride so I can go on it.
Yeah.
So that was my first point of reference where just... It's part of the job to be yourself for them. They would love that too.
Sure.
Then it's the part that came where people started changing because of now what I have.
Who you become. Sure. Yeah.
I have more to lose and I've gained a lot more.
Got you.
Now people are acting differently. Now you don't holler at me. You just ask me for things. You're actually not asking how I'm doing.
Mm. Yeah.
When you're around people, you know that thing of ish. You get a video call and you think it's your friend. No, I'm Fetch. You never talk to my man. Take your phone and say, hey, Fetch, yeah, can I leave? Can I leave my man? Go on. Just, I'm going to be ready. It's a boy, PH. Anytime is tea time.
Is that a razor?
Anytime is tea time.
Come on.
Damn.
Could have, you know, if an idea hit me here, I was going to have to make it here. So,
yo, bro, that is a Motorola razor.
Yeah, always on me.
Does it work?
Stay strapped. Yeah, on the charger.
Oh, snap. Speaking about phones, did you see the video of a guy who discovered his 3310 20 years later and at 70% battery?
Yeah.
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 What?
This past weekend.
I trust him.
70% battery,
That brick works.
But, so yeah, you were saying. Sorry, man.
So that changed now where people are more wanting things out of me. You don't want me anymore. I thought you just liked me because I was cool and funny and you were chill.
Nah, bro, we want stuff now out of you.
You know, all of a sudden... and now I went through a phase where I was paying, I think a whole year, I paid all the bills, and it's not nice bills. Ish. It's like Louis bills.
Ish. Yeah.
You know, it's sumo. Sumo before it was sumo bills.
Yeah.
And it's only me paying, and I partied a lot, especially like when I was up, maybe like 2 years ago, I was too high, and now the money's also rolling in, and everybody wants to see me, everyone wants a piece of me. Now I'm grooving that much.
Yeah.
I'm grooving three times.
Grooving your money now.
I'm grooving Thursday, I'm resting Friday, I come back Saturday and Sunday. You know, three times they're seeing me. I'm paying Thursday, right. Saturday, Sunday, I'm paying, and it's at least 15K each.
God damn.
So I've spent 30K in a weekend, and I'm going to do it again next weekend. And,
yeah, it doesn't make
sense. Yeah, you know, things like that, and... Then it's also now honeys. All of a sudden, I'm attractive. All of a sudden, I'm tall, dark, and handsome.
Yes. And you thought you were just tall.
I thought I was just tall.
Sure.
Actually, before that, I wasn't even tall.
Yeah.
Young tall, I thought I was just...
Sure.
Dark.
Mm.
Young tall. So now there's this attractiveness factor. Now women want to talk to me.
Sure.
Now I think I'm being friendly, but they're flirting.
Hey.
You know, or I'm being friendly and they see it as flirting.
Sure.
Mm. You know, now I'm dealing with things like that. Now honeys want to... Hey,
ish. And in the content ish. Creator space, they're not bad.
No.
Hey, yabona manje.
Shout out.
Yeah, yabona so, manje.
I will fix it.
No,
we'll fix it.
I'm a, like I said, I'm a jack of every single trade.
I'm a jack of all trades.
Got you.
But I'm a master of absolutely nothing. Even this trade, I have it.
Almost there. Almost there. I don't worry. Flex is going to fix
so
it. But
man,
live on air. Live on
guys,
air.
Watch me right now.
Why did you show this guy? What the hell?
This is why.
What the hell?
So when I say to you guys that I bring more than just who I am to anything, I am also Pujon.
Washa.
If you need him. The panic mechanic.
Washa.
Motorola down. Let me show you something. Ne?
That's then put flex. This clamp inside. Right. Sorry, put flex.
And then you do.
No, Wandy, show the Wandy. Why are you showing me?
Wandy, why are you showing? Yeah, come on.
Then you screw this thing.
And you can you zoom into the hand? The hand. I am
clueless. It's fine, as long as it's stable.
Look at this design. Look at this design.
Dango. You can go into Coventry and
we're back.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. On the Shady Podcast with your boy, Primo 19 aka Bruntman, aka Banaba Fing.
What tell us what's next? What's next for Primo? What's that you haven't done?
So I hinted or
what's
this,
next that's
earlier.
Big, yeah.
I'm going for the film way now.
Clean.
Yeah.
Movies.
The screen is too small.
Yeah.
It's way too small. A lot of people watch it, nah. Mm-hmm. But we still talk about Leon Schuster's movies today.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want that kind of impact.
Okay.
People still talk about my old videos like that now, but I want generational impact, man. I want to make an idea that appeals to all of us.
Sure.
And it's so natural and it's so real and it's so funny and it's so true that we remembered and he put it together really well. You know, like that's my dream is
got
to
you.
Make something so authentic. And it must connect with so many people because of its authenticity and how much work we put into this thing and how good it is. And I think I've realized in this industry, that peak is film.
Huh.
You know, because I can reach not just SA, there's a possibility at going to Cannes.
Yeah, Cannes Film Festival.
Even they don't understand what I'm saying, I can go there and they can say, no, but we see what you were doing type thing.
Fully.
So that's where I'm going.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to hit last.
Primo.
Go there, my nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will. Orlando Pirates, give him a game or two. The man is there. Like, don't waste.
Maybe. Coach up there. Talk to the coach. Talk to him in the building.
Say,
do you remember that guy you met? Tell him he's going to remember me because we had a whole conversation about my tattoo.
It says, we're going to take a photo and I'm going to say,
remember
you know
that
guy
with the Inshallah tattoo, coach.
You see.
Send it back.
Maybe and he's a friendly bro. Right? Yeah, I'll put a word in.
Maybe they'll win the Nedbank Cup when he plays.
Maybe. We have it twice. Mm-hmm. We don't even want that one. We want the league. We've had it. We're tired of that.
Doc, so obviously, as much as we're here talking about you, we also have a show.
We do have a show. So, but before we go, we have Mbuzi's back, right?
Oh,
so
Mbuzi's back.
We're going to Mbuzi. We hear what's the situation, and then Primo, we'd like your advice.
Tell you who Mbuzi is.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
Mbuzi?
Hey, yo, what's up, everybody? For those who don't know, my name is Mbuzi, the GOAT. Mbuzi guy one, guy two, is tumbling. You better say, better recognize. Here's today's WhatsApp leak. My ex left me saying he needed to find himself. 6 months later, he's fully moved in with my former best friend, a guy. Hey, guy, no khan. Which one is this one now? Huh? What kind? They just launched the couple's podcast about healing and finding real love. What's love got to do with this now? Aya, papa, yo. Now people keep tagging me in their soft launch post. See what I did there? Anyway, now. Hey, do I go into their podcast and drop receipts or let them enjoy the spotlight? Bye.
Okay,
so Boozy is a sheep.
Sharp.
Right?
Who calls himself a goat.
Who calls, yeah.
Sharp.
He's a sheep named Goat. So the situation, you heard the situation.
I didn't, so please explain.
Right, so a guy broke up with his hun.
Yes.
On some, he needs to find himself.
Yes.
But he found himself in the arms of another guy. And now him and other guy, who is her ex-best friend, have started a podcast about healing and growing.
So, oh, you want to take Kulubi people? What do they say? Oh, you want to take Kulubi people? You want to take Kulubi people? So the lady is the one who wrote in.
Yes.
So
her
bangi pipi.
Yeah, I know. And
he's now eligible to
Bam qua. Tateli pipi.
Yeah.
LGBTQG.
Okay.
So now she's saying, do I go on the podcast and drop receipts?
This on podcast
that they've launched. Their new podcast.
Mara, what receipts are you dropping, Luena? What is she dropping? Because do you wanna say he played the wrong team? Is that the receipt
and
you wanna drop?
Me?
And he used Young Tolo, but he didn't use you. He was lost, but now he's found.
Yes. And that podcast, if it's about healing and growing, that's exactly what you are.
So, do you want to help them or what?
Yes.
Either that or your box was whacked.
Yes. Well, what the fuck, PhGs like?
How?
You should have said.
But I don't think it's bad enough to turn it. Someone's going to like it.
Well.
Not that I must leave the whole game. I must go play for another team.
But there's an off-road channel there. And now it's a guy's podcast about healing and growing.
About healing and guys.
It's like podcast.
Whoa.
About healing and growing.
What is that one?
It's about healing and growing.
Is this bro always like this?
What the fuck?
I have to kuza him many times.
What is wrong with that?
That's how you look like.
You guys don't even watch. I watch. It's about healing and growing. Me, I get it.
Have you healed?
Nah.
No.
When are you growing?
No.
I heal, yeah. Me and PH do this podcast that's about healing and growing.
Why are you gay? You are gay.
Are you gay?
He's my bestie.
You are gay.
Some people think it's gay, but we don't care because we don't care how people judge us.
You're the male bestie.
Warwick, what's happening in the world? People are getting arrested.
No, friend. Say Ivala.
Say Ivala. No. All right, enough with Okipana and Amapipi.
Yeah. Thanks for coming through, Primo.
Thanks for coming through.
Thanks for that reminder. Yeah.
But bro, we wish you all the best. You are super talented. You're going places that no people have gone. Wish you all the best, man. And yeah, keep kicking ass, dog.
Nice one, man.
Shout out. And thank finally for coming through.
No, dog, it's
only been 10 years.
It was just scheduling.
The guy is
not
busy,
even Yeah, I know.
I'm a celeb.
It's just also Lulunali, but Wadi Monday. You guys used to show
like and are you in Spain and Malaga and like
Mabea. ¿Cómo está? ¿Cómo está?
Nice one.
¿Y tú?
Hola, señor.
Hola, está bien.
Muy bien.
Muy bien. Mucho, mucho.
Obviously, I've never been. So now they're speaking a language I don't understand.
Nacho chips. Yeah. Simba.
Anyway, we're out of here. We're back again next week. Same time, same place. You know the story. YouTube, TikTok, what, all the socials. The names are on the screen.
Take it easy, and if it's easy, take it all.
Tell them, son.
Okay, just Bamba here.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Oh, dope.
Shout out.
Make Eskom great again. Yeah. I'd love to, bro.
Shout out. It's called a mega hat.
A mega hat.
A mega hat.
Ah, yeah. I love it.
Yeah. And I live near Eskom, so I'm definitely on my runs.
Yeah, please. Next time we protest, we have
Solar power where I live, so I don't have any of these.
Yeah? We're making them great again.
I don't have any of these poverty problems.
Shout out.
Make Eskom great again. Please give us a tender. They still pay people.
Hopefully
we'll take a tender.
You're not from Vietnam.
Content, right?
We're not like the engineers. The engineers,
I've got a building in town that's had no electricity for 5 days. Let's go there, make a video.
I call Dedrick. Me and him switch off power and switch on. So me and Dedrick will come there and make them great again.
We nice. Next week.
We're out of here. Make Eskom great again. Let's go.
Come on.
Well, I'm not in season.
We'll